We are here this morning to pay tribute to our mothers. We are participating in something that has been done for 111 years here in America.
今天早上我们为各位母亲向你们致敬。 这是参与一个已经发生了111年在美国的一件事情。
It started back in 1908.
1908年开始的。
There was a woman named Anna Jarvis who loved her mother greatly and requested that her pastor that they have a special service on Sunday to honor all of the mothers of the congregation.
有一位叫贾维斯的女士，她因为非常的爱她的妈妈，也要求她的牧师用一次特别主日的崇拜来表达对所有母亲的敬意。
So on May 10th, 1908, they had a special service and presented every mother with a carnation, which was Mrs. Jarvis' mother's favorite flower.
所以在1908年的5月10号，有一次特别的崇拜，送给每一位母亲一朵康乃馨这朵花，这是她贾维斯她母亲最喜欢的花。
Somehow that tradition seemed to catch on. So on May 9th, 1914, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May every year as Mother's Day.
这个传统就继续的进行下来了。到了1914年5月9号，美国总统威尔森就宣布说，每个5月的第二个礼拜天是母亲节。
He said it should be a time of public expression of love and reverence for mothers of our country. So today we've come to pay tribute to our mothers.
总统说这应该是一个公众对母亲的尊敬跟爱的表现，所以今天我们就在母亲节向母亲献上致敬。So
I'd like all of our mothers to stand up.
请在座的母亲都站起来。Let's
give them a round of applause this morning.
鼓掌，感谢他们。
Thank you, ladies.
各位女士，谢谢。
I'd like to recognize three special mothers this morning.
我要特别在大家中间找到三位母亲。
So first of all, we'd like to recognize the oldest mother here.
我们要请问哪一位是年纪最长的母亲？
So we're going to start in the 90s.
各位，90岁以上的。
Do we have any mothers in their 90s?
有没有90岁以上的母亲？
Now, since we've recognized the oldest mother, we want to recognize the youngest mother.
我们也要除了最年长的母亲，我们也要找到最年轻的母亲。
Now, let me say, we believe that life begins at conception.
我们相信，当怀孕的时候，生命就开始了。
So maybe someone would like to make an announcement today.
也许今天有谁要告诉我们，你有了。
So do we have any mothers that still have a baby in the womb?
有哪些母亲的孩子还在肚子里面？
And then we want to recognize the mother with the most children present.
我们要找一个生的最多孩子的母亲。
So we'll start with five.
有没有5个孩子以上的？
Anybody with five?
有没有谁有五个孩子？
Okay, we'll go to four.
有没有四个孩子？老师们。
Okay.
后面还有。
Four? Four. Okay. Let's find out who has the first one. What is this?
好，请问你们两位，生日，离今天有多远？圣诞
，Christmas，
是不
？Christmas。
蓝坤呢？你的生日是什么时候
？April 4th。
April 4th。
对。
是的。吴蓝坤姐妹。的毛会再送给毛师母花。
I'll bring back a set of flowers next week, okay?
好，我会再带花来。
What a special day it is for all mothers.
这是一个特别的日子，对于所有的母亲。
So I'm going to talk this morning from Proverbs 31.
所以今天早上我要从箴言三十一篇来讲。
It may be the classic scripture in the Bible about gratitude and tribute to our mothers.
这可能是圣经里面最经典的一段讲到感激或者向母亲致敬的经文。
I also am aware that the very mention of Proverbs 31 fills some mothers with a sense of anxiety.
我也知道这个经文常常给某一些许多妈妈许多的焦虑感。
I know that sometimes mothers hear these verses read to them and they walk away a bit discouraged.
我猜想很多的有一些母亲读了这个经文以后心里就蛮失望的蛮灰心的。
Sometimes these verses of scripture can be intimidated for mothers because they may get the idea they are not good enough.
因为有的时候这样的经文让人感觉到一种威吓，因为他们好像总是不够好。
Or sometimes when they hear them read and think, I could never live up to all of those.
往往我们听到这个经文，心里就在想说，我永远没有办法做到这样子。
I want to remind you about this scripture this morning. They are simply a guide and a goal for us.
我提醒各位，这个经文其实是一个是方向的引导以及一个人生的目标。
It is a composite of all the virtues and values of a godly woman.
这是一个敬虔属神的女人所有的美德跟她的价值的一个综合体。
It's not here to intimidate you, it is here to encourage you.
这不是让你觉得被威胁，乃是让你受到鼓励。
So that with the help of God, you can be the mother you really want to be.
靠着神的帮助，你可以成为你心中想要成为的母亲。
It's also a reminder we can never meet all of God's standards and teachings. That's why we need the gospel every day.
也提醒各位，我们永远达不到神所要求的标准，所以我们需要福音。
Proverbs opens with a father giving counsel to his son, and it closes with a son paying tribute to his mother.
箴言书的开始在于一个父亲对儿子的劝勉，箴言书的结束在于一个儿子对母亲的致敬。
In verse 1 of Proverbs 31, it says, The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. The chapter begins with his mother giving counsel and advice to her son, the king. Then in verse 10, the son, in return, pays tribute to his godly mother.
箴言三十一章第一节说，利木伊勒王的言语是他母亲教训他的箴言。这一章是用母亲给儿子劝勉跟劝告的，身为君王的劝勉劝告。但是到了第十节，变成这个儿子回应这个母亲对母亲的敬虔的一个致敬。
Would you follow along in Proverbs 31 this morning as Pastor Lou and I pay tribute to mothers？
当我们在台上 传讲信息的时候，也希望各位在心中跟我们一起对母亲展开敬意。
I want to first talk about the value of a godly mother.
我首先我要跟各位分享一位敬虔母亲的价值。
The first value that we find in Proverbs 31, it says that a mother is more valuable than precious jewels.
在开始就讲到一个母亲她的价值远胜过珍珠，远胜过珠宝。
I could put a price on that today by telling you that a red diamond, one of the precious, most precious jewels, is worth $1 million.
我可以跟各位讲说，最昂贵的珠宝就是红色的钻石，它每一克拉大概要$1,000,000。
Men, look at that dear lady sitting next to you. She is worth $1 million.
各位男士，请看坐在你旁边那位美丽的尊贵的女士，她价值超过$1,000,000。
And some of you men are sitting there saying that's what it costs to make her happy.
许多男士就说，哦，那是那个代价是要让她快乐的代价，太贵了。
A godly mother or wife is more precious, more valuable than precious jewels. Men, this gives us an idea about how we should treat our mothers and wives.
一个敬虔的母亲或者妻子比珍珠比贵重的宝石更加的珍贵，这也让男士有一个了解要怎么样来对待这个珍贵的母亲或者妻子。
The verse starts with a question. That question is, can you find a precious jewel like this? Who can find one?
这个经文的开始就问了一个问题，说这是谁能够得到这么价值珍贵的珠宝呢？
It's telling us that this rare jewel needs to be taken care of and how important she is.
讲到这个珍贵的珠宝何等的稀少，需要被好好的对待。
So ladies, I have a question this morning. Are you allowing God to develop the traits of virtue, faithfulness, strength, endurance, provider, charitable, honorable, wisdom, kindness, praiseworthy, and the fear of the Lord. That's what makes a precious jewel.
各位女士，让我也问你，你愿不愿意让神在你身上发展出这样子的一种特性，这样的才德，成为忠诚、有力量、能够忍耐、总是供应别人、慈善慷慨。非常的高尚，有智慧，仁慈和蔼，值得赞美，敬畏耶和华，这些美好，好像珠宝珍珠一样的品性。
The second value that we see about this godly mother is that her husband trusts in her.
第二方面我们看到这个珍贵的女性是她的丈夫心里依靠她。
Verse 11 says, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her.
11节经文说，她丈夫心里倚靠她。
As you read it in the Hebrew text, every one of these verses begin with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
当我们如果念希伯来文的经文的时候，每一句话的开始就用一个希伯来的字母来开始。
We call it an acrostic.
这是一个文学的题材，叫做离合诗或者叫字母诗。
When I was a boy in school around Mother's Day, they would invite all the mothers of the class to come.
当我还在小时候，到了母亲节，学校就邀所有的母亲到学校来。
We would sing this little acrostic song.
我们就会唱一个小小的字母的诗歌。
It would be M is for the million things she gave us.
M 就代表她给我的上百万样的好事好东西。
O means only that she's growing old.
O 就代表但是她也会渐渐的老。
T is for the tears she shed to save me.
T 就代表她所流的为我所流的眼泪让我得到救恩。
H is for the heart of purest gold.
H 就代表他的心好像纯金一样的珍贵。
E is for the eyes with love light shining.
一就代表他的眼睛因为有爱而闪亮。
R means right and right shall always be.
R 就代表他的正直，他总是那样的正直。
Put them all together and they spell mother, the one who means the world to me.
把这些字母拼在一起，就是母亲，就是 mother， 这个母亲对我来说就是整个的世界。
So in the Hebrew, you have a similar thing, and each verse is a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet from 10 to verse 31.
在十节到三十一节就把所有希伯来文的字母都放在这个每一句的开始。
It praises all the virtue of what a mother means and what a godly wife looks like.
他就赞扬了敬虔母亲所有的美德，所有的品格，也包括敬虔的妻子。
It starts by saying a husband has great confidence in her, and he can fully trust her.
开始就讲到她的丈夫可以完全的信赖，完全的依靠她。
Let me give you 5 things this morning that I believe are important in trust in marriage.
让我告诉各位，有五件事情对婚姻关系是非常的重要。
It is trust that you will both be sexually pure.
要彼此的信任，在男女关系方面是纯洁的。
It's trust that you will not harm, reject, or control each other.
要信任，相信你们不会彼此伤害、彼此拒绝或者彼此掌控。
It's trust that you will love one another without ulterior motives.
要信任对方，要相信你们能够彼此相爱。而没有一个背后隐藏不好的动机。
It's trust that even in the face of anger, disagreement, and conflict, she will not leave you.
要相信，即使在愤怒、有的时候矛盾跟冲突中间，她也不会离开你。
And it's trust that she will put God first in her life and you second.
要信任，要相信她会尊主为大，然后把你放在第二位。
There's great value to a woman that a man can find trust in.
一个男人可以相信的妻子有极大的价值。
Under the value of a godly mother, the third or C is her household is blessed.
在这个敬虔的母亲，她不单让先生蒙福，她也使全家蒙福。
I'm sorry, I got behind there.
各位要看得很快。
The first is she blesses her husband.
首先就是她让先生得到祝福。
What a wonderful thing it is to have a godly wife who is a godly mother.
有一位敬虔的妻子，同时也是敬虔的母亲，这是何等美好的事情。
Proverbs 18:22 says, "Whoso finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord."
箴言十八章二十二节说，得着贤妻的是得着好处，也是蒙了耶和华的恩惠。
And verse 23 says, her husband is known in the gate. When he sits among the elders of the land, that means he becomes a leader in the community.
二十三节说，她的丈夫在城门口与本地的长老同坐，为众人所认识。代表说她的先生成为民众中间的一个领袖。
When he sits with the members of the city council, there is praise which comes to him because his wife has enhanced his career.
当他坐在这个城市的这个议会的会员的位置上的时候，背后那个女人带给他这样子的一个祝福跟支持。
And that is certainly true. Every man needs a good wife who will encourage him.
这是何等的真实，每一个男人都需要女人对他的鼓励。
Someone has said, behind every man is a good wife and a surprised mother-in-law.
有一句话说，每个成功男人背后都有一个娴熟的妻子，以及一个吓坏他的丈母娘。
The second is that she blesses her children.
第二，她也让儿女蒙受祝福。
Notice in our text all the things that she does for her children. Verses 14 and 16 says she provides food for them. Verse 19 makes her children's clothes. Verse 26 departs wisdom to her children. She gives the children an example of the Lord to follow.
在经文中间我们看到他为儿女做的许多事情，十四节讲到他十六节讲到他给儿女的食物跟衣服，十九节讲到他缝制衣服，二十六节讲到他发出的智慧跟仁慈的法则。
She also helps provide for the needs of her children by working outside the home.
她也在家门外面的工作，提供家里的需要。
Verse 16 says that she goes out and considers real estate.
十六节说她想得到田地就买来。
Verse 24 says she makes linen garments and sells them.
二十四节说她做细麻布的衣裳出售。
She is certainly not a lazy woman. In verse 15, it says that she gets up early. In verse 18, says she works even after the sun goes down.
她非常的勤劳，从不懒惰。十五节说未到黎明她就起来。十八节说她的灯终夜不灭。
I cannot adequately describe all that is involved in the busy life of this mother.
我没有办法恰当的表达出来，这个母亲她的生活是何等的忙碌。
And I know many of the ladies sitting here today are just like this woman.
我知道我们在座很多的女士就跟这位女士是一样的。
I heard about a working mom whose husband complained.That he wanted a hot breakfast each morning.
我听到有一个在工作的母亲，她的先生抱怨说，她每天早上希望有煮熟热的早餐可以吃。
She gave him a lighter and said, "Set your cornflakes on fire."
她给他一个点火器，但说你自己去把你的那些什么玉米片的烧起来。
Our text not only praises mother's value, but it also praises her virtue.
经文不单讲到她的价值，更讲到她的品格。
The first is she is a woman of strength.
首先，她是一个有能力的女士。
Strength not of body, but of mind.
不只是身体的力量，更是思想的力量。
Psalms 93:1 explains this.
诗篇九十三篇第一节有这样的解释。
It says the church is clothed with strength as her Lord, head and husband is to be.
好像讲到说，神以能力为衣，以能力束腰。
It says and which she has from him, for though she is the weaker vessel and weak in herself, yet is strong in him.
女士虽然在生理上面可能没有那么强壮，但是她成为男人的力量。
And is able to bear and do all things with a fortitude of mind to withstand every enemy and preserve in well doing.
她的刚毅坚勇，能够承担任何的事情，能够面对敌人，能够做所有的好的事情。
It says she is clothed with honorable, or with honor, with honorable garments suitable to her rank and dignity, and cloth of gold and raiment of needlework.
她以尊荣为衣，她的这个等次，她的尊严，好像金子，她的衣裳，她所缝制的衣裳，是这个救恩的衣服。
This woman in Proverbs 31 is robed with the most important clothes, and one of those is the robe of righteousness.
她所穿的衣服是公义的衣袍。
Not only that, but also it says she is a woman of serenity.
她又是一个沉着的女人。
The second part of verse 25 says she laughs at the time to come.
二十五节后面说，他想到日后的景况就喜笑。
There's a sense of quiet assurance about this godly mother.
这位敬虔的母亲有一种沉静的稳重。
It says that she can laugh at the uncertainty of her future.
对于未来许多不确定的事情，她能够 用欢笑来面对。
Somehow there's a quiet confidence in her because she has faith and trust in our sovereign God.
因为她相信这位全权的神，所以在她里面就有那个安静的稳重。
When I think of our Trinitarian theology,
当我想到我们所相信的三位一体的真神，
I can see how we see this theology in our homes.
我们都可以把这样一个三位一体的真理用在我们自己的家中。
In the home, the Father represents God.
父亲仿佛就代表了天父。
The children, the obedient Son, Jesus.
儿女就代表总是顺服的圣子耶稣。
And the woman, the Holy Spirit in the home.
家中的这个妻子就好像圣灵的工作一样。
Ladies, you represent the Holy Spirit in the home who brings comfort and peace to your home.
各位女士，你们就代表了圣灵在家中的工作，会带来安慰，带来平安，家中的平安。
Often I find in my counseling ministry, if the wife is not that quiet, gentle spirit in the home will be filled with much turmoil.
我做很多的辅导工作，我常常发现，如果妻子不安静稳重，这个家里常常就会出现很多的混乱。
Ladies, just like the Holy Spirit is our comforter, you are the one who's called to comfort your children and your husband.
就像圣灵是保惠师，是训诲师，各位女士在家中，你们成为儿女的一个安慰者。
She's not only a woman of strength.
她不只是一个有能力的女士。
She's a woman of sincerity.
她不只是一个沉着的女士。
And then she is a woman of sensibility.
她更是一个充满了感情的女士。
And shares that with us in verse 26.
这是二十六节所讲的话。
Why is this mother sensible? Because when she speaks, wisdom proceeds from her mouth, which means she gives godly counsel to her family and to her friends.
为什么说这位女士是非常的感性呢？因为当她讲出智慧的言语从她口中出来的时候，她给了非常属灵敬虔的规劝跟教导，对于面对她的家庭跟朋友。
Proverbs is the book of wisdom.
箴言是一本讲到智慧的书。
Wisdom is doing things God's way. Foolishness is doing things our way or man's way.
智慧就是用神的方法来做许多的事情，愚拙就是用我们自己的方法来做这些事情。
This wise mother understands how to give godly counsel, how to make sure that all her words build up like we are told in the New Testament.
这位母亲知道如何用敬虔来劝导儿女，劝导先生，如何造就他的家庭，正如以弗所书第四章所讲的。
In Ephesians 4 it says, let everything that proceed out of your mouth build up.
以弗所书第四章说要凡事说造就人的话。
This mother also teaches and corrects her children out of love and kindness.
这位母亲也照着神的话来教导，来指示，来管教，用神的爱来管教他的孩子，而不是出于他的愤怒。
Rather than disciplining and teaching out of anger,
不是用愤怒来教训，来教导。
She understands that words of anger stir up wrath in her children.
她知道，当她愤怒的时候，她会引起她儿女的怒气。
Kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless. That's a statement from Mother Teresa.
泰瑞莎修女她说过这样的话，她说仁慈的话可以简短容易的讲出来，但他们得到的回音是无止境的。
They say that 85% of all children's personality is pretty well fixed by the age of 6.
有人认为在孩子六岁以前，他85%的人格都已经形成了。
Mothers, what you say to those little boys and girls is so important.
各位母亲，你们对孩子，小小孩子所讲的话是何等的重要。
If you are fearful, the children may learn to be fearful.
如果你是一个可怕的母亲，那孩子可能一生都会觉得可怕。
If you are hysterical, the children may learn to be hysterical.
如果你是一个歇斯底里的人，你的孩子将来也可能变成歇斯底里。
If you are loving, the children will learn to be loving.
如果你是充满爱，你的孩子很可能将来也是充满了爱。
If you are godly and give them a godly example, you will help them to learn how to be godly.
如果你是一个敬虔的好榜样，你的儿女将来也会变成敬虔。
She is a woman of sensibility because she uses her mouth with wisdom.
她是一个非常感性的女士，因为她的嘴所出来的话是充满了神的智慧。
And then lastly here, she is a woman of salvation and sanctification.
最后一点是她是一个充满被救恩跟被神成圣所得着的影响的女士。
She is a person who has a personal relationship with God and is growing in that relationship.
她不单自己跟神有好的关系，个人的关系，她也一直在这样的关系中间成长。
She's not perfect, but she's forgiven.
她不是完美的人，但她已经被神所赦免。
Let me remind you that Proverbs 31 is talking about the king's mother.
我提醒各位，箴言31章是讲到君王的母亲。
The Jewish writings, the Talmud, says that the name Lemuel was the nickname that his mother had given to him.
犹太人的一个经典叫塔木德，解释说，这个利木伊勒王是他的母亲给他的一个昵称，一个小名。
His real name was Solomon.
他真正的名字是所罗门王。
Which means that his mother was Bathsheba.
所罗门的母亲是拔示巴。
Do you remember the story of Bathsheba?
你记得拔示巴的故事吗？
It's one of the dark pages of scripture.
这是圣经里面最黑暗的内容之一。
It's the sordid story of King David and Bathsheba, their affair, the cover-up, having Uriah killed, and the death of their baby boy.
这个故事里面讲到大卫跟拔示巴之间有了奸情，然后他们的这个关系不正常，甚至就谋杀了拔示巴的先生乌利亚，最后他们所生的第一个儿子也死了。
The second son born to David and Bathsheba is Solomon.
他们生的第二个儿子就是所罗门。
We don't know where, but somewhere along the way, evidently Bathsheba came to understand what every mother needs to understand, what every woman needs to understand, what every man needs to understand, and what every boy and girl needs to understand.
我们不知道是什么时候怎么发生的，但是显然拔示巴能够了解了每个母亲、每个大人、每个小孩、每一个人所应该知道的事情。
We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
我们都犯罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
Christ died on the cross for our sin.
基督在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
See, Bathsheba came to understand that she was a sinner who needed a savior.
拔示巴了解她是一个罪人，需要救主的恩典。
Somewhere, somehow, some circumstances, Bathsheba received this news from God and believed it.
我们不知道什么时候，但是总是有一个时刻，在某一个状况中间，拔示巴就接受了从神来的福音好消息。
Look at verse 2 of Proverbs 31. It says, What, my son? What the son of my womb? What the son of my vows?
第二节，三十一章二节说，我的儿啊，我腹中生的儿啊，我许愿得的儿啊，我当怎样教训你呢？
She evidently vowed a vow to the Lord.
她显然对神发出了许愿。
We don't know what that vow is. I'm just going to take a guess this morning.
我们不知道他许的愿是什么，我今天要猜想他。
Maybe it was something like this.
也许是这样的讲。
Lord, now that I have a relationship with you,
主啊，我现在与你有关系。
I'm going to try to be the wife and woman I ought to be now that you have saved me.
我要成为你所创造、你所拯救我、要我所成为的那样一个女人。
I'm going to try to be the mother to Solomon that I need to be.
我要成为一个我应该成为的母亲，来教养我的儿子所罗门。
Dear mothers, this morning, the greatest thing that you could ever do for your children is to receive Jesus as your Savior.
亲爱的各位母亲，最你能够为你的孩子做最好的事情，就是接受耶稣成为你的救主。
Sons and daughters, the greatest thing that you could do for your parents is for you to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
各位身为儿女的每一位，你能够为你的父母、为你母亲所做的最好的事情，也是接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
I believe that Bathsheba was able to live out Proverbs 31 because of her relationship with her God.
我相信拔示巴能够活出箴言三十一章的情形，是因为他得着了这样的救恩，他认识了救主。
Mothers, your godly example is so important to your children.
各位母亲，你们敬虔的榜样对于你们的孩子是何等的重要。
I'll never forget March 5th, 2011.
我总是不能忘记2011年的3月5号。
I was called to Manor Care right down the street here on Limestone Road.
我就在离这边不远 Limestone Road 下去的一个Manor Care 这个照顾的中心，恢复复健中心。
My mom had been recovering there for about a month from surgery.
我母亲在手术之后在那边复健大概一个月了。
When I arrived, I found my mom barely able to speak and having difficulty breathing.
当我到达的时候，我发现我妈妈没有办法呼吸，更不能讲话。
I demanded that the staff have her moved immediately to Christiana Hospital.
我要求工作人员赶快把她送到 Christiana 的医院去。
When we arrived, I was told to keep her alive, we would have to take drastic measures right away.
我们到医院的时候，医院就告诉我说，要让她能够活下来，必须做很多严重的手术。
The lady physician told me that she doesn't have long to live unless we do something now.
这位女医生告诉我说她可能活不久了，除非我们现在做一些大手术。
I'd asked the doctor if I could have a few minutes alone with my mom.
我问医生我可不可以跟我妈妈单独相处几分钟。
When I entered the emergency room, I found my mom lucid for the first time that day.
我发现这几天中间这是她唯一能够清楚意识清楚的时刻。
Since I had arrived at Manor Care and from Manor Care to the hospital, she was not able to speak.
从她到了Manor Care 这个复健中心一直到医院她都没有办法说话。
But it was like God gave her a few minutes of clarity.
但是神给她了几分钟头脑清楚的时间。
I talked to my mom and I shared with her the situation and gave her the same information the doctor had given me.
我告诉妈妈她现在身体的状况，医生给的任何所有的建议。
With a very weak voice but a very confident state of mind.
她声音微弱，但是非常清楚，意识清楚。她在那边她说了。
She whispered these words.
她说了这样的话。
I am ready to go to heaven to see Christ and Bob, which was my dad.
她说我已经预备好了要去天堂去见基督，也见 Bob， 就是房牧师的父亲。
And then the last words, please let me go.
最后的话，请让我走吧。
And immediately after she spoke those words, she went unconscious.
她说了这话，很快的她就又失去了意识。
And within an hour, she was in heaven.
一个小时之后，她就进到天堂。
Certainly, I was sad that March evening, but at the same time, I was excited that my mom had a personal relationship with Christ and was in heaven with my dad and our Lord and Savior.
我当然非常非常的悲伤，在那一个三月的晚上， 但是同时我就是何等的喜乐兴奋，因为我的母亲跟基督有个人的关系，已经进到天堂，也跟我的父亲更跟他的救主他的主在一起了。
As a son on this Mother's Day 2019, I still miss my mom, but I can stand before you and tell you I experienced a Proverbs 31 woman.
身为一个儿子，在2019年的母亲节，我今天非常的怀念我的母亲。但站在我也可以站在各位面前跟各位分享，我已经经历到箴言三十一章所说的这位母亲。
She was truly a mother of value and virtue.
她是一个真正的充满价值跟品格的母亲。
She wasn't perfect, but she was a woman of value and virtue.
她不是十全十美，但是她有价值，有才德。
I want to end with two questions this morning.
最后我要问大家两个问题。
Mothers and wives, do you strive to be the woman of value and virtue?
各位妻子与母亲，你们是否愿意尽力成为有价值与才德的妇人呢？
And sons and husbands that are here today, do you strive to show thankfulness and tribute to your wife and to your mother?
各位丈夫以及各位儿女，你们是否尽力去对妻子、对你们的母亲表达你们的感激以及向他们致意致敬呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father,
充满恩典的神，天父。
We are so thankful this morning for the mothers and the wives that you have given.
我们为你所给我们的母亲或者妻子心中充满了感恩。
Help us as husbands and children this morning.
帮助所有的丈夫以及妻子今天早上儿女今天早上。
To show tribute.And honor and love.
让我们能够尊荣、致敬、爱我们的母亲。
Not only on Mother's Day, but on every day of the year.
不只是在母亲节，是在每一天、每一年的每一天中间。
May our wives know that after God, they are the most important thing on this earth.
让他们知道。除了神以外，他们是最重要的。
May we show as sons and as daughters, may we continually show honor and tribute to our mothers.
身为儿女，让我们持续的向母亲致上敬意。
And the Lord, I pray for every mother who is here today.
主啊，我也为我们在座的每一位母亲来祷告。
I would pray.That they would be that mother of value and virtue.
我求主让他们成为一个有价值、有才德的母亲。
Lord, I pray that they would look at Proverbs 31, not discouraged, but encouraged.
让他们在看箴言三十一章的时候，不是觉得失望自己达不到，乃是被激励起来。
That if they know you as the Savior, the Holy Spirit that dwells within them can help them live out.
当他们认识你为救主，住在他们里面的圣灵可以帮助他们成为这样的母亲。
This great portion of Scripture we've read this morning.
圣经中间这一段伟大的经文，今天晚早上我们一起来读。
It's your precious name we pray.
奉你尊贵的圣名祷告。阿门。
阿门。